Deb Fonin, you're running for a second term as mayor of Champaign. You served this first term after several years on the city council. What have you found out about the job of mayor after making the switch from city council in the last 4 years?
It's actually much different than I thought it would be. And I thought it would just be very much, you know, sort of a higher level council member. But you really do spend a lot more time interfacing with staff. I'm on the phone a lot with other council members working on issues. And you really are the public face of the city for most of the constituency. So, you know, people see me and they think City of Champaign, which is really fun and great, but was unexpected because I'd been a council member for a long time and didn't have that same recognition.
And at the same time, under a council manager government like Champaign has, you're not, for most purposes, the chief executive of city government. You're the chair of the city council. What does that mean as far as getting things done in the city?
You know, I'm first among equals, and the city of Champaign is the rule of five. You need five people to agree or four others to agree with you in order to get anything done. But you do have the opportunity as mayor to really speak directly to issues in a way that can be different from council members. But certainly we have really active council members who I really respect, and everybody has different issues they're interested in. And so we're all in it together to make sure we have a really great city.
In the last 4 years, what do you see as being the biggest accomplishments in that time, you as mayor and with the city council for the city?
Well, I'm really proud of the CU Fresh Start program. That is something that we have started since I have been mayor to address gun violence. Along with that, we have the Goal Getters program, which is aimed at kind of young adults, high school age kids, to try to provide some wraparound services for them to keep them out of trouble and get them focused on what they want to do to be successful. We have the CDAP program and the local hiring program, which both are aimed at minority and women contractors and local businesses to try to have the city utilize those contractors as much as possible and those vendors, as well as provide them those opportunities. We have the small business incentive program. We have become an ISO 1 rated fire department. We have the city's transparency portal, so you can log on now and see all of our budget information and, you know, get as much information as you would like in a pretty easy manner from the city. So there are lots of things that we have done over the last 4 years.
Let me go back to something you touched on at the top of that list, and that's gun violence in Champaign and Urbana, which certainly hasn't gone away. Do you feel the city's doing a good job of addressing this, and what more would you want the city to do?
So I always like to remind everybody that we live in a safe community, and we have a really amazing community. That's not to say that we shouldn't take seriously the gun violence issues, and certainly it is something that as a council is, you know, a number one priority. But it is certainly not solved, but if you look at the data relating to programs like CU Fresh Start, it takes many years. We're in like year 2.5 of the program, so we're not going to see immediate change. We're trying to change people over, you know, over time. And we also really need to dig in to work with the school district and work with many of our nonprofit agencies relating to young kids. What are we going to do to make their lives better, their family lives better? It's economic development. It's making sure people are trained, but it's also reaching out. We need to be funding programs with the school district that make a difference in kids' lives. We need to be paying service providers that we ask to, you know, get involved and work with kids in the schools. And we, you know, we need to take this seriously because the gun violence will impact on everything else that we want to do at the city.
There's a lot more development going on in Champaign now than there was a few years ago, certainly in the years of the recession and just coming out of it. And a lot of it's been residential, and a lot of that has been student housing. I sometimes hear people wondering if there's too much in terms of what the actual need is. When you look at all the development that is going on in the city, what do you like? Do you have any concerns?
Well, I think, you know, it's market-driven for the most part. I am guessing that developers would be unable to get a loan and cash flow their project if there weren't customers for them to fill those beds. I think what we've seen in Campus Town has been dramatic. It is mostly related to the city doing the work it needed to do relating to the Boneyard. And so that freed up a lot of properties that were previously flood-prone properties for development. I also think the MCOR project, which is basically the rebuild of Green Street and other streets on campus, has made a tremendous difference as well. We look modern and new. I realize that some people don't like that and they wish that Green Street looks the way that it looked in 1950. But I think as you look at attracting students and faculty to this campus, that continued growth and, you know, looking current is something that makes us more attractive. And frankly, the property taxes associated with that new development are what pays for all of the other city programs and services.
Besides the residential development, there's the commercial development going on. What do you see coming, and what does the city really look forward to, in your view?
I'm excited. You know, there is some development that's going to be happening in Midtown, so kind of where Chester Street used to be, we're going to see development there, and I think that that area will continue to grow between downtown and Campus Town, and so that's going to be really a fun connector. Certainly out at the Curtis Road interchange, that growth will be fun to watch. We're getting some restaurants out that way, and I would expect that with the hotel and, you know, all of the workers out there, we're going to start seeing a lot of service-related businesses as well. You know, we continue to grow. I'm excited about the pace of it, and, you know, one of the things that's been really fun downtown is we are primarily local businesses, and most downtowns can't say that.
With the building of this new development, residents of some neighborhoods, I think like Clark Park and Old Town Champaign, have voiced concerns about big building projects in their neighborhoods that they fear will change the neighborhood character. I know that the city council in the last few months had looked at some different zoning regulations, but at the same time, some proposals that came, well, for instance, the conservation district proposed by a group of Clark Park residents was voted down. What do you think the city should be doing in this area?
So in town, we actually had a 2 or 3 year process with the neighbors to talk about, you know, what development was appropriate and what densities were appropriate. And I think the neighbors are generally happy with the process that happened there. With respect to Clark Park, we have not engaged in that longer process. I think that zoning is the appropriate way to look at, you know, how things ought, you know, sort of the maximum size and what we're going to do there. But I am hopeful that with zoning we can come to a compromise that maybe, you know, satisfies the neighbors' concerns about, you know, the character of their neighborhood and the things that make their neighborhood unique and, you know, why they live there.
City Council voted recently to buy land in the Garden Hills neighborhood for a detention pond for a big drainage improvement project there. And the big message I gathered from residents is that they want everything to happen sooner because there's going to be, at the current schedule, about a 10-year gap between buying that land and actually doing the work on the project. Do you see any opportunity for speeding things up?
Yes. I mean, certainly that is a possibility. I think there are a couple things that are driving it. First, I think it's important to note that the Champaign City Council actually voted to increase the stormwater utility fee specifically to move this project up.
It was just for Garden Hills? I know that they went up this year and they're going up in 2021.
We moved the Garden Hills project from being out about 30 years to out about 10 years based on the stormwater utility fee being raised. So yes, that is the primary function of the stormwater utility fee increase. I get why the neighbors are frustrated, but I also know that projects like this take time. And so some of it is finance. Can we afford to move it even faster? But some of it is just we have to design it. We have to have engineering. We have to get the work done. And that will be time consuming. Even if we had all the funding ready to go sitting in the city coffers, I don't think it could be done in a couple of years because of the scope of the project. So, you know, the balance is understanding that the neighbors are frustrated and that we're trying to move it as quickly as we can. We also have other city projects that need to get done, and we need to be able to have the capacity to get it done.